Previously on Do or Dice.
How's your arm doing, Talmor?
Hurts real bad, buddy. Not gonna lie.
Well, you took one for the team, because at least we know our bomb works, right?
But
we need to get our shit together.
I'm gonna pop her skull off her spine.
She's literally buried with magical armor and a dragon egg.
Yeah, she'll make a real good bomb.
Do I recognize the race from the skull? Is it elven at all? Because I would have probably been quite familiar with elven burials.
Oh, yes. You know, it's from what you can tell, just from the structure and the way it is, pure-blooded elven.
Okay.
Amber, if you would be a dear. And you can just see this massive smile come across your face. She's going to heave this war hammer, grab it with both hands, and pretty much bring it down right on top of the sarcophagus. And there's nothing inside.
I'm going to look towards the party, and then I'm going to look towards Elon. I'm going for his face with the rapier. I'm putting my rapier for his head.
As you draw your rapier and go for his head, that second ring that you're in is going to give way and drop.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
The ground is not stopping. It's tremors, shaking. You're seeing tents in the distance start just dropping below the earth. Bouts of flames popping up here and there. Can't tell if it's from deep in the earth or if it's from the drakes. You haven't really seen them through the dust and the commotion. Here and there, you'll hear screams or screeching from whatever number of the cultists might be left to the drakes trying to figure out what's going on themselves. What is left of Westspring is nothing but a nightmare.
We did it! We saved Westspring!
Mission complete. Dun, dun, dun.
Plus respect. I think we let me do that on a character voice. I think we need to get out of here. I don't think we're still safe, even on the edge.
If it doesn't agree. Matter.
We should anymore. Probably send a message back to East Runewood as well.
Yeah, I can do that while we're on our way. I'll tell them that we're alive. And some of us are alive, I guess.
Right.
And that the spire has fallen and the town's growing. But the cultists are stopped. Bright side.
Yeah, spin it in a positive light.
Well, we saved those refugees as well, so. At least there's something.
True.
And there's no Elder Fae that got woken up.
At least we think.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure the spire collapsing is going to have a major impact on the magical ecology of this forest.
I don't know what you just said.
Oh, the spire is going to make things go bad, I think. Since it's probably not there anymore.
Do we want to try to dig down to this rubble?
I don't think it's safe.
I don't know if we could. We had to walk 20 minutes up the stairs to get out.
I'm just going to take a moment and just kneel down and just say a little prayer for our fallen companion.
I'm going to kneel down next to him, just like silently, though. just kneel down and I kind of put my hand on his shoulder as well and say a prayer to myself.
After a few moments, I'll get back up and I'll retrieve my hammer, Talmor.
It doesn't matter.
Now you're just trying to start a fight.
You can have it. Nothing matters anymore.
We're just going to have to deal with a depressed Talmor from now on.
Mm-hmm. Where he are you guys going?
He doesn't rage anymore. He just goes into a solemn stupor. Sort of half-assedly swings at things.
I guess I'll kill you, but it doesn't matter. Oh, fuck it.
People just get depressed and stop fighting.
Whatever pain you can do doesn't hurt half as bad as my heart.
That's why he takes half damage.
Because he's dead inside.
Because I'm dead inside. I'm already in so much pain, it doesn't bother me. I guess we should get walking.
Let's head back.
Head back to Runewood, probably. Or East Runewood, rather.
All right.
Weren't they calling an army? I guess we don't know that, but we're going to meet the army halfway through. Because they were evacuating, I think. But again, we don't actually know that.
Never mind, guys. Turn around. Everything's fine. Yeah. So.
Turn around. We fucked it all up.
You might just want to flee because, like, we fucked it all up.
You know how you sent us to get information? We destroyed the town, so, you know, we were close.
Oh, shit. But I'm going to check to see if I still have a die in my pocket. The die from Ardeo.
You do not.
Oh. Yeah, as I'm, like, feeling around for that, I'm just going to look back up to the party and be like, I think Jerry's right. I don't feel the totem from Ardeo anymore. We might have lost the Fae over this Runewood.
Are you sure you just didn't drop the dice in the commotion of it all?
It was in a very secure pouch.
Oh, well, okay. I'll trust your secure pouch over the death of a fae. Whatever. He's just an elder. Probably all powerful. Whatever. Let's go.
He just founded a religion. It's fine.
But he's dead. You definitely didn't lose that dice. He's dead now. That's what makes sense. You and your stupid hammer. Just keep walking.
It's going to be a fun walk.
It's a very weird area now. You don't, like before, there's no sound of movement, no sound of animals in the forest. Except for the commotion coming from Westspring. You can still hear that in the distance. Kind of the only check as to how far away you are is how loud it still is. Still only about, hell, barely afternoon. You guys woke up not too long ago. Talmor, your arm is still in pain from the burns from the bomb. Ordok, your foot is
running
better.
Away.
Yeah. Who knows? Talmor, are you leading the party back to East Runewood, or are you depressed?
Well, being as we're back in the Runewood, and it was my job originally to guide everybody, I would assume that I'm back in the front. So, I mean, I'm still depressed, obviously. I lost technically 2 people. 3 if you count the foot. I failed my mission to keep everybody safe. So,
as we're walking along, I just want to walk up alongside of Talmor and just be like, do you want me to see to your arm? I can help with that.
I don't deserve it. I just kind of tuck it under my bag and just keep walking.
Roll me a survival check with a disadvantage, please.
Natural 1.
So you're just walking the paths. you don't quite know exactly what path you're on right now.
I'm not going to tell anybody that.
You're not even aware of that currently.
Yeah. I'm going the right way. Fuck. This is the new direction, even if it's not. Fuck it.
It's a couple of hours are going to pass, maybe like two or three. Jerry, at any point during this walk, do you have a conversation?
You mean to the sending stone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have told them what I was saying earlier.
Okay.
That the spires collapsed, the town's destroyed. We destroyed the cultist, and most of us made it out alive.
The noise from West Spring is going to start to die out over time. You're getting far enough away from it. Your direction is right now way, way off track. You guys are going a little bit further north probably than you should. It's about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're going to start hearing movement in the forest again. Branches breaking underfoot, a few birds taking flight. What is going through everyone's mind right now?
As a player, I'm thinking, I swear to God, if it's Ordok's foot, I'm going to lose it. As a character, I don't even know that I would have noticed yet. Kind of dazed.
I think I am pretty alert because I've got some concerns about, as Jerry was saying, sort of the imbalance in this forest and like the things that RTO was holding at bay are probably gonna have a heyday now. So
yeah, I'm probably on pretty high alert also for the same reasons.
I'm not.
As you guys are coming along the path, you hit what looks to be like a small rest kind of area. There's a clearing kind of cut away, some logs turned over on their sides to act as benches, and a deep hole that looks like it at one point in time used to hold fire, but it hasn't been. There's no ash, no burnt rubble in there at all. So if it had been, it'd probably been quite a while. Is this someplace you guys might want to stop or continue on?
Yeah, how long have we been walking?
About 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, we'll stop and get like a drink and like, you know, just kind of reassess where we're at and might actually pay attention to which way I'm going if I stop and try to get directions.
Stop and get directions. Hey, birds.
Hey, birds. I mean, I can.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You actually can.
After a little bit, one of you roll me a perception check.
Probably not me.
I volunteer.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You shifty.
20.
Bastard.
Oh, dirty 20. Goshen, you're going to see around the area that there's been something large moving through here. Can't quite tell how long ago, can't quite tell what it is, but whatever it was big.
Big ass snake?
No, it had feet.
Also, do I see like footprints?
You do see footprints.
Talmo.
What?
Do you know what this is?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll take a look at it.
Throw me a nature check.
Nature. It's an 8.
I said, you know that these are quite familiar tracks. You know these are from owlbears.
Yeah, I know what these are.
What are they?
They're owl bears.
That doesn't sound good.
They're not. They're really dangerous and they could probably kill us all. But
They're not here right now, so.
Okay.
Thank you. As he says, at that moment, you hear a screeching coming from the forest line, not very far away.
Guys, the owlbears are here.
Is that the owl part?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can start seeing it coming this, like, it seems to be running in your direction.
Oh, perfect.
Not quite sure why it's charging after something. You're starting to see limbs move in the distance, creaking, cracking. And then it comes through the bushes. It's chasing something.
What's it? Is it chasing the foot?
It's chasing the foot.
Oh. Yeah! Leave him alone, motherfucker!
Everyone, please roll initiative.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice. There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower. A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality wooden dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the US. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing too. And it tastes good. You probably shouldn't eat the... never mind. Remember, that's Do or Dice upon checkout. DOORDICE.
Oh, geez, it's been so long since I've done it.
I know, because now I finally fucking have this back.
Oh, damn. I got a 5.
I got a 9.
I got an 11.
I have a 22.
Holy ooh. Shit. Jerry was on guard.
All right. The foot is literally hopping along in a surprising speed for being a single foot by itself.
My baby.
I'm going to scream in horror and say, what the fuck?
And this owlbear is behind it just charging. And then it sees you guys.
That's my foot.
That's my foot.
Later. Jerry.
I'm going to whip out the old classic. Earthen hand comes up and grabs the owlbear. He has to make a strength saving throw.
13.
It does not beat it.
Damn it. It's going to... So what happens?
Just going to squeeze him. I can't remember how to work this. Stupid thing.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's gonna grab his front paw and he's just gonna stop and flip over, kind of rolling a bit.
It's eight damage.
Goshen.
So it's on the ground right now, right?
Yep.
I'm going to extend the staff, run forward, and jump slam it from as far away as I can while hitting it with the staff.
So you're doing it. You're jumping in the air?
Mm-hmm. An extended smack.
It's still going to only go out about 10 feet. So how far on the map are you moving?
Let's see. 30 feet. So like right about here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to run west toward it while it's on its back and try to extend the staff and smack it from a semi-safe distance.
A semi-safe distance. All right, go for it.
I rolled a 12, so not that good.
That is prone.
Oh, it is prone. I would have advantage, wouldn't I?
Is it prone?
Yeah. It flipped over when you grabbed his foot.
Okay.
Because it was, yeah, I should have marked him. Same thing. Miss. Orduck.
I can't actually make it that far. It's a little out of my range. Yeah, so I am going to just move in as close as I can get this round. And I'm going to use a Hunter's Mark on it. So it's within range. No, oh, yeah, 90 feet. So until... it's 1 hour duration. I'm going to have extra damage applied. So I'm going to move 30 feet to the west and just prepare for next round.
Okay.
And I'm pulling the new hammer, so I'm going to wield that two-handed, so I've got my shield on my back.
All right.
Maybe.
Can you... This isn't going to be every time.
Yeah.
But for right now, can you roll me a strength check?
Yeah. I'm going to attempt to pull the new hammer. it's 22.
Oh, yeah, this thing just slides off your back. And you can feel it, the handle isn't burning you anymore. It just is now feeling a bit warm to the touch.
Good hammer. Good boy.
Do I need to do anything for the earth and grass, Jerry?
He's restrained. That's about it. If you want to break out of it, yeah, you have to use action to make a strength save.
Let's see if you can do it.
Gotta be strength save 16.
Motherfucker. Yeah, that's a 12. Alright, so he is still completely restrained by this thing. Talmor.
Well, I'm gonna charge in. Can't actually make it there. God damn it. Yeah, so I guess I'm just gonna run and get into place. That's about all I can do this round.
At this point, you're going to see the foot just hopping along and going into a bunch of bushes behind you guys.
Oh, wait. Did the foot run by us?
Yes.
Can I, instead of doing that, can I jump for the foot?
Roll me a dexterity saving throw. Let's see if you can do it.
16.
That is too low.
Ah, damn it.
It jumps. It can sense you. And it's moving to the side and just it's like jumping, avoiding evasive maneuvers.
Come back here. Hey, little guy, come back here. I just want to protect you.
I'm going to need it to make another strength saving throw because I'm going to try to crush it.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, 22.
All right. I think it takes half damage. Yep, half of 3.
And... Did I break out of it?
Yeah, you still have to use your action to break out.
Okay, cool. Goshen.
Let's try to smack it again. I still don't really want to get close to it.
Okay, you're gonna keep your distance. Oh, it is. You do have a range weapon now.
Hmm.
It is a range weapon now.
Yeah, it's true. Here we go. Let's see if this works. 24.
Oh, that will hit.
Four damage.
You can see this thing is just vicious. It's trying to swipe at you, trying to bite its beak towards your... But it's just... its paw is just caught by the earthen grasp. Orduck.
So I'm going to move into position and just try to hit it real hard like.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket hammer.
I don't think I can do that yet. Soon, my pretties. That is a 14 to hit.
Oh, that will hit.
So that is a total of 15 points of damage.
Damn. So this thing, so what you're seeing as you're swinging the hammer at it, the moment the head of the hammer hits, flames are going to erupt. It's going to start singeing the feathers. It's just going to start burning it away. And it's, yeah, you can just hear a few ribs under on the inside just start to crack. This thing is a beast.
I like it.
All right, Owlbear's turn. Please, please, please. 14. Talmor.
I'm gonna go after the foot.
That makes sense.
Which direction did it go?
It went east into a bunch of bushes.
Okay. Going after it.
We're gonna kill this owlbear and we'll be like, where'd Talmor go? Oh, we're just lost in the woods now.
Yeah, that was a 9.
You haven't found it yet. You can hear the rustling. You're getting closer.
Go get you.
So, as you just smash into this owlbear, Ordok, you see out of the corner of your eye, coming down the path, its mate.
Can I just, like, do a... As a bonus action, can I just do a quick turn and be like...
Sure, why the hell not? It is barreling down this path right for you.
Oh, lordy.
And okay, the first one missed with a 10. People in your armor. Second one, 26, oh, is going shit. To hit. Ouch. And that is going to be 14 damage. Jerry.
I'm just going to keep dealing with the one I got right now. So it's going to need to make another strength save.
Finally, 24. Oh, wait, that's...
No, that's just for my damage. It's not for...
Right, I rolled the good ones on yours, son of a bitch.
So he's going to take half of this. Half of 11, so 5.
Okay, 5. Goshen.
I have an idea. Okay, you let me know if I can do this. Ordok is the only thing standing between me and these two owlbears, and I don't know. I don't think that's good, so I would like to shrink my staff, run and slide underneath the new owlbear, and then extend the staff between the ground and it so it goes straight up. I just want to throw it off balance.
By all means, you can try.
Okay, how do I do that?
All right, give me a dexterity check for sliding underneath of him.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. Dexterity check. Dexterity. There you are. 19.
Oh, yeah. So you manage to miss his claws as he swings at you, and you get right underneath of him.
And extend the staff to its full length, hopefully arcing it backwards a little bit.
You're going to see the staff is going to hit him right in the underbelly. And you're going to feel a little bit of the staff hitting into the earth below. Kind of like it did with the cage the last time you tried to do something similar. But this time it's going to hit a rock on your back end. And it's actually going to stop moving backwards. And it's going to just throw the owlbear about 15 feet back.
Nice. I exhale and then kind of like laugh a little at myself.
That it actually worked?
Yeah. Can't believe that worked.
Or Doc.
So Goshen, you don't have any armor, right?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just going to do like a quick turn and say thanks. And I'm going to use a bonus action and cast Shield of Faith on Goshen, which gives him +2 AC for an hour. And it's like a shimmery shield just sort of appears around you.
Ooh. I feel good.
Thank you.
I can give myself a bonus too, so that'll raise me up.
I gotcha.
Oh, you can do it?
I should have applied it to you.
Yep, it's there.
And then I'm going to attack the first one again, because I've still got my hunter's mark on it. And that is a 19 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to hit.
All right, I come down again, and that is a 13 points of damage.
Very nice. You can see it's not bearing so much weight on that side as well as it was before. And let's see if this son of a bitch can roll a save this time.
Nope.
21!
Oh, he's out.
It breaks free, and it just lashes out at Ordok.
Bring it.
23 hits.
Yep, that'll do. Oh!
Daryl.
I'm not feeling so good.
19 damage?
Daryl.
Did Orak die?
Not quite. No, I'm good.
Not yet.
I'm not good.
Oh my god, neck 25 is gonna hit.
Oh, now I'm dead.
I can't lose another one. And we don't have Spare the Dying.
Yeah, I just went down.
She's not here to save us.
Nope.
Ordok can't lose is another down.
One. I can't lose another one, not today!
Tell me, no! Get my foot, I'll be fine.
We can grow another one.
I'm gonna regrow you. I'm gonna regrow you.
So I just get mauled to death by this owlbear.
Talmor.
I feel like I should go and like help, but I want that foot so bad.
You do see Ordok on the ground, bleeding.
I just got mauled.
Well, I can move to about here, and that's all I can do for my turn. All right, I move, yeah, just 30 foot west towards the action, since I was like 90 feet east. So, and I start running my way back.
Wait, you can dash and move twice your speed for your action.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can.
Yeah. I can be a kind of benevolent DM when I want to.
I'm going to give you one chance to run away, motherfucker, or you will die today.
As you run towards the second owlbear that's up north of the encounter, he is going to beak in your general direction.
You going to beak at me, motherfucker? Oh, yeah, you did beak at me, didn't you?
Yeah, he did. 18 is going to hit. And that is 7 piercing damage.
I am going, just because I'm actually kind of low on health, I'm going to do... Oh, shit, what is it?
Stone's Endurance?
Stone's Endurance. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And... Well, that was a waste. I'm only going to take 6 damage then. Instead of the full 7, because I rolled a 1. Stone's Endurance allows me once per day to roll a d12 and subtract that from any damage I take. And I rolled a 1 and wasted it. So
it's not a good day for Talmor.
It is not, especially... Oh, 23 is going to hit on the claw attack.
Yeah, it is. Come at me, bitch. I'm dead.
Oh, shit.
I just got killed, guys.
Oh, good.
You want to know why? Because when we woke up today, we made bombs, and I got lit on fire and was never healed. And so I went into this fight with 23 damage, and then I just got fucked in the face by an owlbear.
Jerry!
I'm dead.
Do something, man.
So dead.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, aren't I? I guess I'm gonna try my new spell, Snilix Snowball Swarm, and I'm gonna cast it. It's kind of like a mini fireball, but snow. So I'm gonna cast it right behind the first owlbear. He has to make a dexterity saving throw.
15.
I think that is my DC. Yeah. It's only gonna take half damage.
Yep.
3d6. Yeah, that's why I used it. It's my most damage. So half of 11, 5. Shit.
So 6 is your round up. Goshen. You just saw Talmor run out in front of the owlbear and drop.
Awesome. And Ordok is not doing hot.
Ordok is, yeah, behind you, down.
Awesome. All right, let's see what I can do. I'm just going to have to go punch an owlbear in the face. Let's do that. I'm going to swing. I'm going to run straight up to it so I can be in fist range as well. Shrink the staff to a decent size. Swing the staff. Use a key point for flurry of blows and attempt to do some funky stuff with that when the time comes. Let's start with this. Staff of the Monkey. 25.
Oh, 25 will hit.
Or 5 damage.
5 damage is the start.
Key point, so I can use flurry of blows. The first unarmed strike. 20.
20 will hit.
For 4 damage. And now it has to make a dexterity saving throw, DC 13, or be knocked prone.
15.
Well, I got one more flurry of blows. Let's do it. Coming back for roundhouse kick for 22 to hit.
It will hit.
And 5 damage.
5 damage.
That's it.
And all right, Ordok.
So I'm using Relentless Endurance to take myself from 0 to 1 hit point.
Nice.
And I'm going to scream some obscenities and dump my entire land hands pool into myself.
Nice, nice.
So that puts me in a pretty good off position.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I have 20 HP in my pool.
Damn. All right. Owlbear number one's turn. Goshen, you just hit it a couple of times. It's not very happy with you.
Wah!
It's going to bring its claws up.
Ow.
21 is going to hit.
I was kidding.
14 damage. Then it's going to come at you with this beak.
Ugh.
And that is going to miss. Talmor.
Death saving it up, son.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a failed. Failed death save number one.
Owlbear number two is going to walk over Talmor's body.
No.
Get back here, you bitch.
And it is going to beak at Ordok.
Of course it is.
Wait, no, it miss. Second attack is also going to miss.
Fuck you, right in your beak.
I don't like that at all. Oh. Okay, I'll leave it, but I forgot he still had the prone thing on him from two rounds ago. He got off. That's fine. We'll leave it.
Probably for the best at this point.
Jerry!
So my hand is still there. As long as I don't cast on the concentration spell. So I'm going to try and just, like, smash the first owlbear with it. So he needs to make a strength save.
10.
I grapple him again, and he takes 8 damage.
Go down, you big blob of meat.
That takes him. No, that was it.
Yeah, the hand just goes whoosh, and bam, squishes it.
Sit down,
Goshen.
Okay, I'm gonna see this thing just get smashed in front of me. I'm gonna make my way over its body and around the left side of Ordok. To the north, so I can be on the left of the owlbear. I'm going to go for a staff attack and a flurry of blows, because I have a plan. Maybe. I might have a plan.
Plans are nice.
16 to hit?
That will hit.
Awesome. I rolled more than one on my damage. 8 damage.
Yay! Nice!
And now a flurry of blows. I'm going to attempt to unarm strike it in the side. 24 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to make a strength saving throw of DC 13 or be pushed 10 feet opposite of me.
25.
Damn, this thing's strong. We're going to try it again. I got one more. Punch it again. 13 to
hit.
For 4 damage and another strength saving throw.
11.
Hell yes. 10 feet.
So what happens to it?
He moves 10 feet away from me. Get Talmor.
And that will incur an attack of opportunity from Ordok.
Oh, sweet. Get Talmor right after crushing this owlbear's skull. No, I won't. That was a natural one. I was not expecting that.
And that was a 2 on the fumble table. Damn it. All right, Ordok, your turn.
I'm going to move north to Talmor and cast Cure Wounds.
Fine.
All right, so I cure him for 2 whole points of damage, or points of health.
Hey, I'm at 1 point.
Awesome.
You are alive.
Whilst Talmor is unconscious, can I put my hand on his shoulder and say, don't worry, man, things will be okay. You need to look after the baby and then disappear.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm going to assume that the baby is the foot.
I thought you did that intentionally.
All right. Anything else, Ordok?
Don't think so. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I am going to use my bonus action to redirect my hunter's mark onto this owlbear.
Okay. All right. Talmor.
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to go into rage, attack recklessly, and hit it with a big-ass stone sword.
Ooh.
Is it a brick sword?
Yeah.
It's a 23 to hit.
That's going to hit. So now, let's look at your weapon real quick. So roll a d10.
A 1. Fuck! Fuck me!
No.
Fuck!
The weapon shatters.
Oh no.
Causing 1d8 collateral damage.
Yeah, it does.
No. And who's a... Oh.
Who does it direct to? Is this me?
It's... I'm trying to think about how this would work.
Or is it a... I mean, it's like a 6-foot sword. Would it just be everybody within a 5-foot? Or
a 5-foot of you, yeah. So the owlbear and Ordok.
I did it.
So roll a d8, Talmor. So the 3 of you are going to take that as damage.
6.
That's going to be the funniest thing. Talmor wakes back up and goes back down.
And I'm dead again because I just killed myself. Oh, and boy. Now I'm...
Can I speak to Talmor again and say...
No.
Talmor, sort it out, bro.
46.
Oh,
I am 4 points dead.
All right.
You see, you said that. It took me a second to process. I'm like, oh, wait, Nim's on the other side. I want to go back.
Owlbear number 2. It's going to go after Jerry.
Bring it on. Scare you? Look, I'm a little scared of
him. Claw attack. 16 to hit. 15 damage.
Ow.
Oh no.
I'm just a wizard.
Oh no, no, no.
Second attack.
Oh no. Critical.
Oh, critical.
I'm not like die.
Oh, God. Oh no. Jerry, no. John, stop it. Stop it right now.
This why I know how much damage owlbears do because I just ran up against
Holy
my friends.
Shit.
Yep.
Oh, I'm good. My 6th. Oh no!
I'm just dying. Don't worry, guys.
Exceeds the hit points by 16 for all the viewers that are flipping tables along with us. The fuck, John? This is supposed to be fun. Stop killing us!
Also, I'm out of heal spells, just FYI. Oh.
Me and Jerry are now dead because there's no way to heal us.
They can stabilize.
No, you guys stabilize, yeah. They can stabilize.
Sure.
We have a chance.
It's after combat.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to roll 20 on my...
Yeah, it has to be... You have to defeat the owl
there
first.
Can I use a feat and a smite? Can I use Orcish Fury and smite at the same time?
You should be able to think. It should be able to stack, I think.
Okay. I'll see if I can one shot this
now. Okay, back in game. Jerry, death saving throw, please.
All right, here comes my nat 20. Let's do it.
Stand up. Stand up.
Oh,
well, not quite.
Hey,
success.
Second best outcome.
Three successes is stable, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and three deaths is
Goshen.
Well, once more into the breach, dear friends. Fuck.
There's only two of us left. Don't be a wordy, really just kill it.
Fucking cleric. Right.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't be wordy. Yeah, I charge at it. I'm going as close to berserk as I can, I guess. I'm going to try a staff attack.
Can
16.
Can I will Jerry, or can I will Goshen a rage? Can I give it to him?
16 to hit for 6 damage.
That's going to do it.
And now I'm going to use my last key point for all the unarmed strikes I can manage. 10 to hit.
It's going
to
miss.
Last one. 14 to hit.
That will hit.
Awesome. And DC for 6 damage. And DC 13, dexterity save or be knocked prone.
Dexterity, you said?
Yes.
12.
Oh, cool. So it gets knocked prone. Helps a little bit.
Smite his ass.
I just opened you up. You get advantage on this attack, brother. Do it.
Sweet.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to move into place and attack again. So I've got Hunter's Mark, and I'm going to use Orcish Fury to try to do as much damage as I can to this owlbear.
And it's prone, so you have advantage.
And it's prone. With advantage, that's a 25 to hit.
That's going to hit it.
All right, so damage is 9 for the base, and with Orcish Fury, it is an additional 1.
Okay.
Down to us, buddy.
You got this.
Talmor.
Hey,
nice.
Is that 2 successes?
No, that's just 1. Because it reset after the last time I died.
Oh, wait.
It's going to sit down.
It didn't take the damage from my Hunter's Mark.
Yeah. So roll me a d6. We'll see what happens. Oh, my God.
One.
Chip away at it.
Okay. It is up. It is turning.
Round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
I'm sorry, Goshen.
Bring it on.
Ouch.
Ooh, I'm still up.
13 damage.
Bleeding and breathing heavy, but I'm up.
I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass for earlier when Ordok asked if he wanted to heal my arm, but I was just being too proud because that's what killed me.
14 is going to miss, Goshen.
Ooh, one more round. We got this.
Jerry.
Don't roll a 1 or you die.
Oh,
so close.
Holy shit.
I love it.
Goshen.
Okay. I've got this. Another step attack. Oh, whoa. Why do I have advantage?
Just take it.
Because it's prone. It's prone.
Oh, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
Take it. Run with it. Run with
okay.
it.
Okay. 21 to hit.
For that one. That's going to hit.
For
yes.
10 damage.
Max damage.
Got to do it. Surely.
You whack it in the face.
Holy shit. Ugh. I'm just going to clap you on the back and say, well done.
And he takes 1 damage and dies.
I have 3 hit points. I'll have you now.
Well, I have 0.
I have 0.
We need to get some up.
Yeah. You go grab Jerry. I'll go help Talmor.
Okay. I run to Jerry, realize that I have no knowledge of medicine or any magic to stabilize him. I will try to stabilize Jerry real fast and hope. That's a 22 on medicine check.
Yeah, Jerry is stabilized.
And I'm out for 4 hours.
So I will try to stabilize Talmor, and that is an 8.
Yeah.
I can try it again. It's like, oh, that didn't seem to work very well. He's still bleeding.
You have enough time passes that they are both stabilized, still unconscious, but they are breathing. You're going to hear a rustle.
No, we're not.
As Ordok's foot comes hopping out.
I'm just going to look at it and say, what the fuck are you doing? Get over here.
Three orange crystals sticking out of the back of it.
I am so disturbed.
That's my foot. How do you think I feel? It's still wearing my armor.
Maybe it'll sell it back to you.
Can I, like, walk over to it? Is it, like, stopped?
Yeah, it's stopped.
Does it do anything if I, like, as I approach it?
No.
I don't think I can process this. I'm gonna go build a fire.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna try to drag Jerry and Talmor, like, behind that rock that I see close to those stumps, just so they're not completely out in the open.
The foot is gonna kind of hop slowly over to Talmor.
God damn it.
It's my baby.
And it's gonna kind of just twist a bit and poke the crystals at him.
Oh yeah, they did. They are Healy things.
Oh. Where do I put it?
For the love of God, rip the crystals out of the foot so it
dies.
You've
got like a healing drone.
Don't take him out of the foot. I got him in my bag, guys. Don't kill my baby.
Nim said protect the baby.
I don't know that though. Do I know that you have those crystals? That's how you put those in your bag, right?
Okay. Yeah, everybody. I mean, they were in my
bag.
I'll
grab the crystal from the bag because I don't want to deal with the foot in any way, shape, form, or capacity. I'll grab two of the orange crystals, which apparently gave this thing life, and then I will. Ordok, where do I put the crystals?
I'm going to walk back over and, like, just not look directly at the foot and say, just put it in his hand, wrap his fingers around it.
I do that.
So as that's happening, the foot is kind of just, you know, bouncing around. It looks like it's doing a little skip kind of jump thing. You guys are kind of just setting up camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably for the best right now.
I think I'm questioning everything about my whole existence.
Jerry, when you were attacked, where was your backpack? Can you just roll me a flat d20?
Sure can.
You break that egg.
60.
We're good. Okay, yeah. Everything's good. Okay, the crystals are going to help expedite a few things. And after maybe an hour and a half, both Talmor and Jerry are going to awaken.
Oh!
You missed your
head.
Why
does my everything hurt?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where's the baby?
Are you afraid?
Where are the owlbears?
I need to protect the baby.
The owlbears is dead. What baby?
What baby?
Did I protect the baby?
Nim.
He came to me.
Nim, what are you talking about, Talmor?
Nim came to me. He told me to protect the baby. Where's the foot? Gotta find the foot. That's our baby.
It was hopping around over that way.
Yeah, I'm going to go scrambling for it.
I'm going to assume the fetal position.
Is anyone going to try and correct Talmor? Or is my message going to be literally the foot?
None of us.
None of us know anything about it.
Yeah,
that's all you said. That's all I have to go on.
None of us have any idea what he's talking about. You died a few hours ago.
Dead.
And he just said Nim told me to protect the baby.
You're dead. You could have passed on infinite wisdom, and yet you gave us a cryptic fucking message.
Maybe. That's how the dead
this
works.
Is exactly
on you.
What a dead person
again.
Would do.
Again, our downfalls are pitted on Nim. Asshole. He's fucking us from beyond the grave.
He's on the next stage of grieving loss, anger.
Yeah.
You okay, Jerry?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I'm hurting a lot, but I think I'll make it.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to
Are you doing okay? Is everybody okay? I saw Talmor went down a few times.
We're all breathing. Bleeding, but breathing.
You know, I'd really love to find, like, a town.
That would be amazing.
It's been a while since I slept in a bed.
It's been a while since I haven't been bleeding.
Talmor, how far away are we from East Runewood?
What? I don't know. Ask someone else. Where's the baby?
The foot was nuzzled next to you.
Oh, was it?
It is behind the stone.
Oh. All right, I'm going to pick up the foot and kind of just like wrap it in like some cloth and just kind of hold it as I get my bearings.
This is hugely disturbing.
You're telling me I'm the one holding a foot. It's a 16 on a survival to try to discern where the fuck you are.
Yeah, you know you are probably a good 5 miles north of where you should be.
We are exactly on course. We just need to head about 5 miles that way and then make sure we take a left. So
slow and steady. Let's do this. Let's get back to a town. Or we can camp here. What time is it?
I was going to ask, are you guys going to camp for the night?
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
I mean, a breeze blows in, you guys might just die.
I'm going to camp and then I just fall over.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Because I'll get all my healing back as well. I can pick us up tomorrow morning.
I make my...
Sorry, go ahead.
I make my little air mattress again. I'm good.
You guys have enough meat from the owlbears. You can have some nice, weird meat poultry.
red poultry?
Red meat
poultry.
Yeah. Anyone doing anything or just going to sleep?
Kind of stroking the foot.
I'm going to camp on the opposite end of Talmor.
Wait. If I were to take your leg, you have a stump, right? What if I just shove your foot back into your stump with the crystals in it?
I am maybe it'll... not okay with that.
Well, you will be if I, you know, you will be if I sit on you and make it happen. Your foot has its own mind.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Everything about this is disturbing.
I lost that
Nim Jr.
a day ago. It's probably rotting.
Yeah, is it rotting?
It is not rotting. No.
Oh, it's so good.
Somehow even weirder. More disturbing.
Right, yeah, I'm just going to sleep.
I'm going to pull out the egg for the night.
Uh-huh.
Like, first of all, I'm going to look it over because we went through a lot. And between the spire collapsing and me getting knocked out, everything, I just want to make sure it looks okay.
The egg seems to be completely in one piece.
Cool. And then I think I'm just going to, like, toy with it. And then I'm going to actually try to, like, read through some of the How to Train Your Dragon Deluxe Edition DVD box set. Dragon egg? Like, even, I don't know if it would even have anything. That's what I want to look for.
Roll me a... Oh, crap.
Investigation?
Actually, roll me... We'll go based off your intelligence. Roll me an intelligence check.
Okay. 23.
Nice. So as you're kind of looking the scroll over, it has a little bit to do... It has some, you know, descriptions of eggs... This doesn't really match. Some parts of it does. The coloring does. But the size and the texture doesn't match.
Oh. time when dragons rule the sky.